Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. B-Maz and Beamer here with you. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with us. You can join us. 803-0930, maybe. You should call that number now just so we can see if it works. That's what we got from the last segment. But no, we'll be here with you. The radio works.
That's right. These mics work.
The transmission works.
Well, don't jinx it.
For now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be here with you to bring you through the next hour or so. What's going on, Joe?
Not much. You know, it's a nice sunny day. 2 days from vacation. I'm pleased. There's a show I watch on TV. It's called Big Brother. I don't know if you're familiar with the show.
Yeah.
I did did a little math. If I was on this season, I'd be the fourth oldest house member. And that made me feel pretty old.
Fourth old? I would have assumed that you would just be the oldest.
No, there's a guy who's in his 40s, then there's a woman in her 40s, and then there's an Elvis impersonator from Vegas who's 35.
Could you imagine being locked in the house with an Elvis impersonator?
And he's had a household for the first week.
I thought that show was all like generally just younger people.
Yeah, no, there's always the old person.
There's a couple like Survivor.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, maybe in 10 years I can be the old person on that show.
That's your goal.
No, I gotta
strive.
I gotta aim high, right?
Over the next decade, Joe wants to be the old person on a TV show. No, I'm glad you're talking about TV. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and it has just not escaped my mind of the length of a show. Let me first start off with this. Have you ever given up on shows? Like, what's the longest you will watch a show for before you're just like, you give up on it? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, I feel like a lot of shows, if you put some time into it, then you kind of stick it out. Even if you're not enjoying it as much as you first did, you might stick it out to the end. But then there's some shows where that doesn't happen. You might have watched seasons of the show and then just completely gave up on it. Do you have a show like that?
Not seasons. I mean, I usually, if I don't give up after the first episode, I'm usually locked in.
Like, for good.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm trying to think of a show. You know, Outer Banks might be the one example of that. They really lost me this season. Still watched it, but they lost me this season.
Now, is that a show or is that a reality show?
That is a show on Netflix.
Okay.
It is a show. Not, it is a scripted drama.
It sounded like a reality show.
Yes.
Any show that is named after a place sounds like a reality show
to
me.
Yeah, yeah, right? Usually, yeah.
But it's I've done it before. The Walking Dead, right? It was a hugely popular show. I think it's still on. You don't hear that many people talking about it, right? Because so many people gave up on it after a while.
The Walking Dead is still on?
Right?
Wow.
Right? But it's an example of something that has kind of carried out for a very long time.
Yeah.
And eventually, even if you've enjoyed it and watched it, I think a lot of people are just like, yeah, it's...
I checked out this season.
Yeah. It's just not doing it for me anymore. I think I'm done with it. And there are, I think there's going to be more shows like this, because the thing that I am still perplexed by, Stranger Things. It's Netflix's like most popular show.
Right. Everyone talks about it.
And, you know, I like it. We like it. We watched it. We finished it over this past weekend. The last episode, and I've mentioned this a couple times, the last episode of Stranger Things, the runtime, 2 hours and 19 minutes. For the season finale. That's episode number 9. So 9 episodes. The episode before that was an hour and 25 minutes. So these are feature length movies that are the 8th and 9th episodes of a season. And I mean, regularly the season was 70 minute episodes. I mean, it was over an hour.
Right.
Which is a lot when you think about it. Because the first season, the one that roped everybody in, the average runtime, you had 42 to 55 minutes. The big finale was just under an hour long.
Wow.
55 minutes long. But it's becoming...
That's a normal show length.
Not even really. That's longer than a normal show. Because you think about a normal hour-long show on TV.
Oh, yeah. You're 40-some minutes. Yeah.
40 minutes long. A normal half-hour show on TV.
22 minutes.
22 minutes. And that's the time you have. And it's not just Stranger Things. That's Ted Lasso, right? Ted Lasso is everyone's favorite show on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Those episodes were around a half an hour for the first season. Second season, ballooning to more of an hour-long episode, just because, I don't know, you can. Now, Variety, noting about this, they call it Netflix bloat, and I kind of like this. And basically, what they wrote is that, you know, Netflix, all these streaming services, becoming big players in TV, they're attracting people who might fancy themselves filmmakers or something else. Content ballooning, not just in quantity, but size, because there's no pressure to build in act breaks for commercials or stick to any particular runtime that you might have in a movie theater where, right, when Titanic came out, with its big runtime, you could only have 2 showings in a theater on a given night because it was too long.
Right.
You couldn't turn it over a few times. As you could with an hour and a half long movie.
Right, get people in and out, in and out.
So there's kind of that built-in runtime when it comes to movies, but that has just been so thrown out the window when it comes to this. So 2 hours plus for the last episode of Stranger Things, 2 hours, 19 minutes, and that's just part 9 of this huge season. I have to figure at some point people are tapping out of these extra long episodes, or are you carving time into your day to watch what seems to be like more TV than ever before? That's not just more in quantity of shows, but more in length too.
Right. I think people, well, you see, I would say that people are actually looking for shorter shows because they want to binge a season, right? Isn't that the thing to do now?
But who's making the shorter shows anymore is the big question, right? I mean, that's every... Ted Lasso is a sitcom.
Yes.
That's on Apple. The shows are, like, approaching over what an hour-long show would be in content on, you know, your traditional broadcast TV. That's nowhere near what a sitcom... I mean, a sitcom, 22 minutes. It was a half hour.
Right.
And there was something to be said about being concise with it. I guess the question I have, are these shows just getting worse? You know, for a while they were getting better. And then when Netflix had a show, you know, the first season of Stranger Things 5 years ago or 6 years ago, whenever it was, comes out, and you have a little bit of freedom, and you can wiggle. You know, it doesn't have to be 40 minutes. It can be like an hour or so. And it gives, you know, these creative types a little bit of freedom,
right,
to spread their wings, put something else in there, and not be totally confined. But now those boundaries have just been pushed and pushed and pushed to where at first it was like, wow, no constraints. These shows are so much better. Now are they worse because you don't have any boundaries? You can just do whatever you want. And my first example of this, Joe, was Tiger King. So remember that? That came out. And it was on Netflix, and everyone was watching it because it was March of 2020.
Yeah, everyone was stuck at home, yeah.
Everyone is at home just saying, oh, well, I better stay home and watch Netflix. That's what everyone... And what's everybody watching? Tiger King. And I remember watching... It was, what, a nine-part... Everything was about an hour long.
Yep.
So the whole thing was like 9 hours long. And I'm watching and watching, and somewhere around episode number five, I'm thinking, you know, I just kind of feel like this whole thing could have been wrapped up in 2 hours.
Well, of course.
Like, documentaries used to be 2 hours. Yeah. Morgan Spurlock ate a month's worth of McDonald's. But when I was watching it, it only lasted about 90 minutes.
Right.
I didn't have to watch 30 days, literally, of it. There was nothing left on the cutting room floor.
That's a good point, because documentaries, usually you think of one documentary, right? An hour, hour and a half. But now, everything's a docuseries. Everything on Netflix is... at the very least, a 3 or 4 hour docuseries of 90-minute episodes, and some of them even go 9 or a full season, something that, you know, ID Discovery's airing in an hour on regular TV.
You end up repeating the same things over and over again. You end up with, like, plot lines that don't matter but are fully fleshed out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a whole separate thing could be going on that would fill a normal entire episode that almost ends up unnecessary. With Stranger Things, people say that the problem was over the first few seasons, no one was ever killed off. So you still have, you know, spoiler alert from the last season.
Oh, come on.
But you have all these characters that have to have something to do, and then you keep adding more characters, and there's more people, and then you just kind of end up with this big bloated TV show. But whether it's a documentary or a TV show or anything like that, has streaming made TV shows and documentaries and all of this worse because the people who make them no longer have to think, hey, you know what? I know we put a lot of time and effort into this, but that material wasn't that good.
Right.
We can leave that on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Just give me the bloopers for the DVD special.
Right. That used to be like you bought a DVD and there were hours of, you know, extra scenes, yeah, and bonus footage. We were just talking about the Office DVD set that I own. The other day, part of the reason I got them is like, oh wow, you can watch all the stuff that didn't make it into it, and a lot of it you're saying, well, there's a reason it didn't make it into the final cut. But now, if they were to release a DVD, there would be no bonus features,
right?
Because all of it made the final cut because there was no runtime.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is it making it worse, Brian? Maybe, right? You have all these different storylines, as you pointed out, more characters, but are people? Is it turning people away? And I would argue, no, you still watched the 2.5 hour Stranger Things.
Well, that's the thing, too, right?
People are still watching.
There's and I do think there is maybe a little bit of a strategy part in this, right? When Netflix finally said, you know, how many people were watching their shows, they don't release ratings,
right,
in a traditional sense. But they started to release pseudo ratings. And it's put in there as hours watched. So you notice that, like, a little bit different? It's not number of people who watch it, but just how many hours of this were streamed.
Yeah.
So if one of your show's episodes is 2 hours and 19 minutes, well, those hours watched are going to be a lot higher than if the episode was 40 minutes long, right? Because now everybody's watching four times as much.
So now the strategy is to get as many hours viewed as possible.
I kind of think that might play into it just a little bit.
But see, because here, as I said, people are still watching it, obviously. You're an example of that. But I think of myself scrolling through Netflix, especially if it's something I don't know. Now, Stranger Things is different because it's something you knew, right? You watched it from the beginning. You knew these episodes. I scroll through stuff now. If I see something, especially on a weeknight, if I see something that's over an hour, I'm like, I'm not getting into this. I don't want, you know, even if it's something everyone's talking about, number one trending on Netflix, if it's over an hour, I'm not devoting my time to this. Which is funny how my how I think, because if it's 30 minutes, I'll watch 2 hours. You know what I mean? I'll watch 4 episodes. But if the one thing is over an hour, I don't have time for this. And I'm noticing more and more, I'm just not watching things because of the length of the episode.
It's James Cameron talking about people complaining about the Avatar runtime.
Right.
Right, where it's like approaching like 3 hours long for a movie. And he says, I don't want to hear anybody complaining. My kids will sit there and watch 5 straight hours of The Office.
But but there is something different about 30 minute, and something
breaking
that's,
it up.
Right, because I'm only committing to this 30 minutes. Now maybe I'll, you know, get intrigued. Oh, what's next? What's next? If I start something that's 2.5 hours, I'm committing 2.5 hours to that sitting.
What's left, though? Right? As you're scrolling through and you're trying to find something that's like a bite-sized runtime, like one thing that's 20 minutes or 40 minutes long that you can, you know, just watch one of and not have to start a whole new series of shows. I feel like you don't have that many options.
No, that's why in the Beamer house, we fall back on Seinfeld, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or Guy's Grocery Games.
You can watch any of those episodes. It's why The Office is still, it's always going to be so popular. Because you can just dive in at any time. Most of you know the plot line. You know exactly where they are in, you know, in the show, right? And even if you haven't seen it before, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Right.
It's just, it's a comedy, it's funny, it's on, and there you go.
Another show that's a nice, I can't find anything, let's go to Hulu and turn this on, or CNBC, Shark Tank. One you can just watch any episode you want.
That's perfect. And it's, I just think there's something to, this is where, you know, we talk about, will like regular TV ever make a comeback? I think there's something to having to, like, you know, you mentioned Seinfeld, or you pick any show that's on TV. You know, a lot of them stink. But a lot of great shows on TV, it's like, okay, we have to make something that is, like, exactly 20 minutes long. You know how hard that is? Like, you have to write everything concisely, fit everything in. A whole that's 20 minutes long.
And follow the structure of a show.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the middle, the end.
You have to have all of that going for you. I mean, that takes skill. That's, you know, Shark Tank. All right, we need to fit 4 people in here in front of these, have the whole pitch fleshed out, the result, in 40 minutes. So you have basically 10 minutes per little pitch that goes on here. And you have to do it there. I think Netflix and streaming just in general with no...
getting lazy.
It's just making shows worse. I thought Tiger King stunk. It was too... There was too much stuff that I just said this could have been...
Well...
Condensed down to 2 hours or less.
You want to talk about... Tiger King would never have been as popular as it was if there wasn't a pandemic. That was just something people got forced into watching. You know, I'm home not doing anything. A lot of people... working from home, literally not leaving the house, this is on. This is what everyone's talking about on social media. This is on. I think if there was no COVID-19, people would have talked about it. It would not have been as popular as it was.
I guess that is true. Like, who watched Tiger King Part 2?
Right. I actually, until you said something, forgot there was a Part 2.
No one.
Right.
If you did, that's hilarious. No offense. But, like, that's nobody watched the Part 2.
No.
Because you had more than enough in Part 1.
Yeah.
I was sick of it. After Part 1. It's but that
that's why the Tiger King costume last Halloween was 70% off 2 days before Halloween.
The Staircase. Right? So now that's on HBO.
Yeah.
It's a show, but it's based off of a real life story that they made a docu-series right out of following this guy. Did he or did he not murder his wife inside the home? You know, popular author, a big home and everything. There was a murder or just an accidental death in the house, and it found it. I mean, I'm watching this whole thing. All right, half the time I'm watching this guy stand around his kitchen, drinking a cup of coffee.
Right.
Like, what am I doing here? Like, what's do something? Let's move it along here. I don't have all day.
Edit something out.
This whole episode could be poof gone. You don't need it. That's an hour that you just wasted in the whole storytelling. You know, part of this. If you don't move it along, are people going to pay attention? Which is why, as much as people like this Stranger Things, it will never have the staying power that other shows have and never have that ability to draw in new people over a period of time. Think about a show like Mad Men.
Yeah.
Mad Men had a reputation at the time. People used to compare Mad Men to baseball because it was slow plotting. It took a long time to kind of tell this long story. And for a lot of people watching the show, you're like, oh, this is kind of boring. You know, it's just what's happening in the show. All those episodes were under 50 minutes long.
Right.
Every single one of them. And they were in nice little seasons of Mad Men. The Sopranos. Concise. I mean, this long. So people will go back and be able to watch it. Are people going to go back and watch this show? As good as it, I still think it was good. And for as long as this last episode was, I mean, it was fine. Like, I watched it. I enjoyed it.
But it's not something in 10 years you're going to, hey, I think I'm going to rewatch Stranger Things.
It's like the all the superhero movies.
Oh, yeah.
People go back and, you know, there's now, what, like 15 in the series that if you wanted to start from, and I always say, well, who's going to do that from step one? You can't just go and watch 15 2.5-hour movies at your own leisure. Like, you don't have the time for that. Now that these episodes are 2 hours long, is anybody really going to pick it up again and say, oh, yeah, let's start that going?
Yeah, no, this is a show for people who got into it and finishing it. But I think people look at I really do believe most people look at the runtime and say, and this is not something for me. This is not something to get into. I cannot. Most people cannot commit that much time. Again, it's funny you say that because, you, like Brian said, you watch something that's 20, 25 minutes, you'll commit to it and watch even more. But right from the beginning, committing to 2.5 hours. Someone did comment on season 8 and 9 of Seinfeld. I do think there were some funny episodes in season 8 and 9. But yeah. Yes, not as good as those middle seasons were probably the best.
Someone commenting on 803-0930, by the way, on our text board. You can give us a call, maybe, too. The Pawn Stars, American Pickers on the History Channel. That's not quite the same thing. It's not like a drama or comedy where it's following the same story. It's almost meant more. It's like Shark Tank.
Yeah. It did get a little played out, though. I understand the texter's point.
Yeah. But like losing interest in that, I don't put the same weight as if you lose interest in like The Walking Dead or like some long drama. Someone texting and Breaking Bad was great. Well, Breaking Bad was only 5 seasons, and again, everything was a 40-minute episode, and just like you said, boom, 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 they're so addicting. You could watch 2 hours and 19 minutes of it and just not even realize it, 3 episodes in a row, but you're getting 3 episodes, and that's like a third, at least, of one of the seasons. So I don't know. Have you given up on shows? Are shows as good? Are they too long? With streaming, you can let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer. We'll be back on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's B-Maz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, B-Maz and Beamer back here on WBEN. Joe, maybe I'm just getting old.
Oh, which, I know the feeling.
but no, that was because we were talking about shows being too long. Potentially. It depends on your outlook on things. But I do think that we're starting to reach a tipping point. That Stranger Things finale is what I was talking about. I still watched it, but 2 hours and 19 minutes... It's not like a standalone movie. It was episode 9 right. of their last season. The episode before was an hour and 25 minutes. Like these are no longer TV shows.
No. You go over an hour. That's. I mean, Columbo, back in the day, they said was too old. Or too long, because it was an hour and a half on TV.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, now, that's just a standard streaming show after you take the commercials out.
MASH, it had, like a two-hour, or maybe it was two-and-a-half-hour season. But that was commercials and everything built in.
Yeah.
So the actual runtime was still in the series finale.
That's funny. Remember when sitcoms would do that every now and then in the 90s? They'd have a special hour-long...
Super-size episode.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, that's
some
a standard
shows
length.
Went for like an extra 10 minutes, and that was... Do you remember they would do that every now and then?
That's right. Who did that? Didn't someone do that to compete in ratings?
I feel like that was NBC did that.
NBC did that to... Because that's when TV Guide was still a thing, and because it would put it 5 minutes later, the next show, and it would stick out in the TV Guide.
Well, there's that was TNT or TBS. One of those stations would always do that where they would, most shows would start on the hour or whatever. TBS would start like 5, 10, or 15 minutes after to get you to, you finished watching this show. Then I would have to, if I turned to any other channel, I'd have to jump in the middle. I guess I'll just keep watching this. Which is great, thinking.
It's a great strategy.
But it has to be like more people giving up on shows when the run times get to be like 2 hours long. It becomes way more of a commitment. But then I'm thinking also, maybe I'm just old. Because I was at a concert the other week, last week, and I just remember like standing there and...
Being the oldest person there?
No, I was not the oldest person there. Sometimes I am at places, but not this time. But it's just like taking forever for, all the road crew to tune the instruments and like do all this. And
you were annoyed?
Oh, yeah. I'm just the person like looking at my watch like, I mean, can we start this a little? It would be nice to get out of here a little bit earlier. Like, it just never would have fazed me. But I'm like, since when does it take longer to tune a rock band than it does the BPO is like my... That was my takeaway, and I think part of that is just me being old.
Yeah, I have a better appreciation of time and things ending early and being on time than I did even 5 years ago.
I didn't even have to get up the next morning. Right. I'm just like, I know. I couldn't. If we started this thing now, it could be home at 10.
There is something nice about being asleep at, at a reasonable hour. During the week.
Could get 6 hours in.
I mean, we sound way older than our age with this conversation.
I better stop. We'll go to Jack, who is in North Buffalo. Jack, what do you think? Are you watching maybe fewer shows because the runtime's getting longer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can recall when Dexter first came on, and I even got my wife to watch it, and we'd binge 3 or 4 episodes a night and run through the whole season. Now... And I'm watching Stranger Things, which I like, even though I'm older. But, it's more of a kid show, but young adult, whatever. And I find myself, the last episode, I split it in half. I said, I'm going to get to a boring point, and then I'll stop it, and then I'll watch it the next day. So, yeah, I I like these 45-minute shows, like Peaky Blinders was always under an hour. I like stuff like that. Give me under an hour now.
Under an hour, it's a sweet spot, and it's lost. And, Jack, I did the same thing. The last two episodes of Stranger Things, my wife started it, and we look at the runtime on there and just say, well, we're not watching all this.
Yeah.
We got to pick a point where a scene ends and just stop it and hope we remember what happened just before. Do you think it's causing you to watch fewer shows or maybe start fewer shows because you just don't want to make a time commitment?
Yes. In fact, you know, instead of binging now, I probably watch like an episode like every other day or something. So I find myself reeling back a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, well, Jack, appreciate the call. Thank you. Do you start fewer shows, Joe?
Yes. I if it's after 8 o'clock, well, if it's after 7 o'clock, it's difficult for me to commit to something new, and especially if it's over an hour, and that's why, like, I am the worst at this. I have all these streaming services, and I default to the same things. Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, Guy's Grocery Games, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's three different streaming services I will always fall back on, or South Park on HBO Max. That's a fallback because I can have it on the background. I don't have to pay attention. I'm the worst at that.
I've reached a point now where it's just the shows are too time-consuming, too long, too all-encompassing, and for most of them, you can kind of watch all of them in one sitting if you really wanted to.
Right.
That we're on like a thing now where I have one show at a time. And if I'm not watching that show, I'm not watching any other like scripted TV. I'll watch sports on TV, but it's
until
I'm either watching
that show.
If I'm watching TV, it's some game or it's that one show or I'm just not watching at all.
And I do realize people saying, well, Joe, you commit to like 3-hour Mets games every night. Yeah, I get that, but it's different.
That's right, but less people are doing that. How many people watch and actually follow baseball? And it's not just baseball. Basketball is great at this with all the highlights they push out. How many people actually follow these sports closely?
Oh, I know.
And you can talk to them and have a full conversation, but don't actually watch the games.
Oh, I think that's more and more because of what you said, the highlight packages. I can go online the next day and watch a 3-hour game. I can get all the big plays, whatever happened, in 20 minutes or less.
20 minutes, you got the box score, and then you can read what someone wrote about it.
Yes.
And you're, instead of watching a game for 2.5 hours, you're all caught up in 30 minutes.
Yep.
It's amazing. We'll go to Bud. Bud, are you watching less? Are you petering out in shows, like right in the middle, because of the length?
Well, you mentioned Netflix bloat, and I understand that as far as the length of time some of these streaming shows are running. But I did want to mention for some of the older members of your audience that there used to be a term called jumping the shark. When a content of a TV show would not necessarily go bad, but would just change or go in a different direction that people didn't care for. And that jumping the shark goes all the way back to...
Yeah, Fonzie was jumping the shark. Bud, I think that you're talking about something similar, but a little bit different, right? So I'll say that The Walking Dead, which I used to watch all the time, jumped the shark, right? Where it just like, it took a turn, the whole show just became less interesting. Where the bloat...
I will agree with Joe. I can't commit to something that's an hour and a half or 2.5 hours, but yet I'll sit with my wife and watch 5 or 6 22-minute or 32-minute shows in a row.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's almost not a time thing in some cases. Bud, thanks. But jumping the shark, I think it's just a little bit... It's similar, but it's different. Because that's right when something just kind of stops being... Bud said it right there, right? It's like a turning point.
Yeah, Happy Days literally jumped a shark,
yeah.
And it was awful afterwards.
And I said Walking Dead, it's kind of like that. Like, it just reached a point in the show where it's like, all right, it jumped the shark, I'm done. These shows, like we were talking about Stranger Things, and I'm sure it applies to a lot of other places, I don't think it jumped the shark. because it's still good.
Right.
The overall, like, plot line, everything, it's still good. The content is still good. It's just bloated to a point where it's too much. And, you know, while you were maybe watching a grand total of 8 hours for a season, now it becomes 18 hours.
Right. It's one of those things where the content didn't necessarily jump the shark. I was getting into this show. It's an hour long, you know, this. Content's so real good. I want to know what goes on. Wait a minute, 2.5 hours. You know what I mean? It's like people just get turned off by the time. Like, I'm going to have to split this 2.5 hour show up into 5 days. People, you know, I mean, obviously there are some people that, you know, have nothing to do all day, and they'll sit there and they'll enjoy it, take a break, and get into something else.
You know what is jumping the shark?
What's that?
Or wait, I was going to ask you, is it jumping the shark, or can you call it jumping the shark? Something like Tiger King. Like, if I say that whole story is good, or The Staircase, or, you know, any of these long, drawn-out docu-series, right?
Yeah.
The story is good. But instead of it being like 9 hours, it should really be 2 or maybe even less.
Yeah, a 2-hour special.
But that's not, it didn't jump the shark. It just bored you in the middle.
Yeah.
It was overextended. But because the story was good, the ending, was it all kind of made sense. It's not like it turned off and
then. Sure, things that took away from the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still want to see the ending. You're still interested in it. It just expanded in a way that's, I don't know. It didn't quite jump the shark, but it's making itself less interesting in its own way.
Tiger King in the early 2000s would have been like an hour and a half Fox TV special.
Yes!
You know what I mean? And everything would have been there.
And it would have been fine. No documentary is just like a simple 40-minute documentary.
By the way, did anyone watch the Peacock scripted Tiger King? Did anyone watch that?
There was a scripted Tiger
King? They advertised for it during the Super Bowl. Did anyone actually tune in for that? I saw that and said, who is going to watch this? People are, like you said, no one watched Tiger King 2. People are sick of this story. And then at the Super Bowl, every commercial break was, Peacock's got everything, blah, blah, blah. Tiger King, the scripted series.
I love that. In case 9 hours of weird, crazy footage wasn't enough, watch the fake version.
Yeah.
Spend 8 more hours doing exactly that. And yeah, I don't think that probably took off, right?
You didn't even know it existed. So I'm guessing it was met with some very bad ratings.
I didn't know it existed, but at the same time, like you thought up until yesterday, I still had Peacock streaming and I canceled it.
It tells you how much I'm watching.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's, you have so many like loaded onto your app screen or whatever. You forget it's even there.
Yeah,
you haven't even tested it in.
No, I had your login stuff. I was like, hey, Brian, thanks for the Peacock stuff. I don't have Peacock. Oh, okay. I honestly think I've watched one thing on Peacock, and that was American Psycho. So one thing I've watched on Peacock,
the movie.
And I don't even think it's on there anymore.
I was gonna say I thought that was on Netflix.
It was on Peacock like a year, like the first time you gave me your password.
Okay.
I went home and go, oh, look at this.
They have good stuff. I might renew it again, soccer season, so I can watch all the Americans in the lead up to the World Cup.
Okay.
I probably will.
There you
just
go.
Because, you know, they'll put leads on Peacock. They're not getting the full NBC treatment.
No.
But just a guess.
Every game on Peacock.
We'll go to JR. JR, all right, what do you think? Are you watching less because everything takes longer?
I'll tell you what, I don't watch less. I watch about the same amount, but I DVR everything.
Like what? What are you DVRing now that we would think is crazy?
A lot of the one-hour dramas, like the Chicago PDs, the Big Skies, and stuff like that. And if I don't like the episode, I'll just skip through it and watch the next one.
Can you do that with, I don't know either of those two shows. Can you just skip and pick up and act like, you know, it's everything's fine? Or do you miss out on a lot of info?
I'll tell you what, a lot of the shows at the start of them will tell you previously on, and it pretty much sums up everything you're going to miss anyway.
That's a good point.
I like that. You know, if everyone can...
It's like the previews of a movie. It's like, okay, well, you just showed me the movie. Thanks, I'll save $15.
There you go. Some movies are exactly like that. Does Top Gun fit into that? Like, if you showed me, like, two of the big flight scenes,
Oh yeah.
In a movie preview, and you said, "All right,
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Here's what it looks like," and then just remember the first Top Gun. Same thing.
Probably. I'll let you know after I see it.
You can kind of surmise what happened there.
You know, has streaming services taken the necessity of a DVR away? Because I think of anything that I DVR, I have on a streaming service or on demand on my provider.
Yeah, mostly. I have YouTube TV, and you have to, it doesn't automatically DVR things. You have to add it to, so you are kind of DVRing, but it's unlimited, and you can say, like, add to my library. And then it'll just, you could do an entire show, and then every time that show's on a network, it'll pop it up.
Yeah.
With the ads, just like a DVR.
Like Paramount, I just watch, I'm sorry, Big Brother, I just watch on Paramount Plus.
But some of those shows, like, don't get archived. Games. I still do that with games. You add it to your library. I have every Bills game, you know, on quote-unquote DVR, if I really wanted it to, back and watch that. TV shows, though, not so much.
Right, no.
I'm trying to think of I had DVR, did I? I would DVR shows. Most of what I DVR'd, though, I liked so much, I was watching it anyway. It was just in case I wanted to watch it again.
Yeah. I used to DVR sports because if I was doing something during a game, I would, you know, all right, avoid the score, go back and watch the game. I don't do that as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Not watching it live, it's tough. I mean, it would have to be something. And it's way harder to avoid the score.
Yes, yes.
Way harder to avoid any sort of score. I remember trying to do that. Bills, Cowboys, Monday Night Football. I was working that night. And someone, you know, comes in and ruins the whole thing for you.
Well, when Tech was in the tournament in March, I was like, how about if I just wait and start the game late? And then I'm thinking, Joe, that's not going to work.
ITT Tech?
Virginia Tech was playing Texas. ITT Tech went out of business. Virginia Tech was playing Texas, and I was in for Tom. And I was like, I'll just wait till 6 and start the game late. And I'm thinking, Joe, that'll never work. You'll never be able to avoid the score with all the distractions here in the studio.
Personally speaking, I am never able to avoid a Virginia Tech score myself.
You text me all the time. What the hell's going on?
I see it everywhere. I can't go through my day without knowing what happened during the game. You want to talk about something long drawn out?
What's that?
They had a meeting on the 198 again last night.
Oh, yeah. The 198, the 33, the Skyway, these are drawn out conversations, some of which have been going on since we were in elementary school.
You know, you think about the 198, that 2015 is when this whole project started.
Yes.
And they put some drastic, it's not just the speed limit, they reduce the size of the lanes.
Yes.
They put stop signs on the merging areas. There's these bike lanes now.
It looks like a parkway.
It doesn't, though. It feels like a highway with the lane size of a parkway, the bike lanes of a parkway.
Right.
And with the guardrails of a highway.
Well, it's built like a highway.
It is just, it's the worst thing to drive on ever.
It needs to go back to 50 miles an hour. That's my opinion.
You need some sort of drastic change. A meeting again last night. How about that? I mean, it's longer than the last episode of Stranger Things, just continuing on. If I was anyone who drove on that road regularly, I don't care what you do at this point.
Now, was this
do
about,
something.
Was this about the speed? Was this about, or is this about completely eliminating it? Because I know that was talked about last year. We actually had Brian Higgins on this show talking about it. Was that part of this meeting? Are they still talking about eliminating the 198? Because I can't imagine. I don't care how slow you have to go, eliminating that route, I can imagine, would be very unfavorable.
I feel like a lot of people have already eliminated it.
Really?
Just from their, go back to 2015, driving on it a few times with the lower speed limit, with the lane size changes that they've made, all the changes. I think a lot of people have said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll find whatever other route there is and
Possible.
Do that instead.
I would like to talk to people who either work or go to Canisius, Medi, Buff State, all the schools along the 198. I think they probably, in school year, probably still use it pretty.
I'd rather drive down a road than down 198. Mm-hmm. I mean,
when I went to school there, it was still 50 miles an hour. So I don't know. I probably would fall into
that. It was 45, I think.
No, it was 50 when I was there.
Are we sure on that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
You went.
I thought it was 55.
You went 60.
I think it was 50. I wouldn't have gone 60 if it wasn't 50.
Maybe I'm thinking it was 50, and then people are saying raise the speed limit
to
back
45.
To 55 when it never was 55.
Right. Right. I made the mistake of thinking it was 55. I think it was 50. When I was at school at Medi, I think it was 50. I drove on that road a lot.
Either way, you got to do something there.
Yeah, yeah.
Long, drawn-out process. Maybe that's tomorrow's show.
A lot of wasted time.
We'll come up with a solution.
Hey, the final show before a week of no Joe Beamer.
Uh-oh.
I know. Exciting.
I mean...
Exciting for the listeners, I mean.
Well, it's only, what, the... 10th time this 2 months that we've had to...
I was going
to
say, people are going to tune in and go, what? It's only one of them? Come on. This never happens.
We'll be back tomorrow, both of us, here at WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.